And we're back with Worship Factor on KKLA 99.5 FM. And I am Kipton Bryan with Rod Schreckengaust and Monique Donnelly. And we are actually privileged and honored to have one of the premier violin shops probably in the Los Angeles market. Okay. And Nancy Benning is in studio with us as well, which we're just so pleased to have her. Welcome to the studio.
Yay!
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be here, and thank you for inviting me.
We're so excited to have you here. Worship Factory, you know, we talk about worship. What is worship? And it's glorifying God with the gifts that have been given to you. And I know a lot of times the word worship, people think, oh, a singer, or you're worshiping. But it's all aspects. We've had business owners in here. We've had, you know, this is a show for
animators.
Yeah.
Musicians.
Yeah, it's a show that covers all different aspects. And tell us a little bit about what your family does. You make?
Well, we make violins, violas, and cellos. And my father was originally a bass maker and came from Chicago and established Studio City Music originally in 1958. And I started working in 1958 there.
Wow.
Nice.
In the workshop with my father. And then I went to violin making school, studied in Mittenwald, Germany. And
where you met?
My husband, Hans Benning. Mm. And we now own Benning Violins.
And does he primarily make the violins and cellos?
Actually, right now our son is the primary maker, Eric Benning. He started making when he was 9 years old.
Which I have to just say, he's technically my family. Eric is married to my sister, so
right. Ooh.
I'm a little endeared to the Benning family.
Full disclosure.
I told you there's Monique's friends again. And you're just like, friends and family, that's all of it.
And our grandson is now starting to learn. He started learning at 10. And he's now 11, so looks like it's going to carry on for another generation, hopefully more.
Four generations.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
So since 1958, have you had Benning stores at that point since 1958?
Actually, it was Studio City Music until about 2000.
And where's it located? I was just trying to think about it. Where's it located?
We're on Ventura Boulevard between Vineland and Tahunga, south side of the street.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. We have a good friend, Andrea Hammond, that also plays violin at our Real Life Church, up where we do worship and we attend, and Monique sings quite often. But yeah, so I love violin. It's fabulous.
Violin's a beautiful instrument. I love playing it. And
You have a son that plays as well?
Yes, Brian is a professional violinist. Yes.
An amazing singer, has perfect pitch.
Yes. He's sung with Monique.
Yeah, done some studio stuff together.
Yeah,
and your grandson plays cello.
Yes, our oldest grandson, 12 years old.
Right,
he's a very good cellist.
Right. Now I wanted to bring you in here because this is one aspect of the industry. There's a ton of musicians who play for TV, film, concerts, etc. And you have the opportunity to be the salt and light. To these people, you've actually had some celebrities come into your shop. You've had who? Annette Benning and Jack Black.
Yeah. And my husband repaired the instruments the violins for Yasha Heifetz. So,
oh, so good.
Wow.
That's a,
And you recently had a taping at your store. Tell us about that.
The
Storage Wars?
Storage Wars.
Yeah.
Yes, that was interesting.
he found a violin in one of the storage units or something?
And he found an old German violin, which he had a name Stradivarius in it, and so he thought it was a Stradivarius. So
was it a Stradivarius?
Definitely not.
There'd be a new store being built if that was the case.
No, it was worth about $100, so
yeah. Well,
disappointed.
Your shop, you know, is creative in itself, but it's not just that. What I admire about you, Nancy, is that you use your shop as a means to further God's kingdom. And I want to hear, I'd love to hear more about your ministry opportunities, the way you've used your gift, your actual teaching to be a blessing. And you've actually gone on, you've created different ministries. So tell us a little bit about your ministries.
Well, we started serving at the Foundation for His Ministry in 1979, and in approximately 17 years ago, I felt called to start teaching violin down there at the orphanage.
This is in Navajo Indians?
No, this is in Baja.
Baja.
Mm. Baja, Mexico.
Okay.
And that's my part of the
ministry.
Of the ministry.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I've been teaching for 17 years down there. And I love.
How often do you go?
I go once a month.
Wow.
My husband, Hans, worked with the Native Americans for 30 years and built churches, renovated churches, and had pastors' conferences and Christmas distributions. But he turned that ministry over and is now also working down in Mexico. He is the the head of a Rancho de Cristo, which is a men's rehab center. Mm. And he's built a beautiful church down there, also a woodworking shop to teach them a trade.
Very cool.
Now they're building housing.
Uh-huh. And the men themselves?
The men and Hans, yeah.
Okay.
Actually, today they're putting the tile on the roofs of the little houses.
Oh, exciting.
So,
and you are listening to Nancy Benning at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kim DeBrine with Rod Schrick and Gauss and Monique Donnelly. And you are listening to Worship Factory Radio. You know, I grew up as a ministry kid. My mother was a missionary as well. What drove you to Mexico? What was the reasoning for Mexico? Sometimes we're called to a specific area. And what was I'd love to know the reasoning for coming to Mexico. I'm also Native American as well, as far as that goes, Cherokee and Irish, my family.
Irish is not Native American.
No. Oh, I missed the whole point. All my life I thought it was.
Yeah, sorry.
Are you sure? I was dancing for nothing. Okay.
Well, actually, that's a long story. I don't have time to tell it right now. But we did meet the founder of the mission at a marriage encounter dance.
Mm-hmm. like it.
Yeah. And so we started supporting children down there at the orphanage. And became involved, and we've been involved in that mission for since 1979.
Wow.
So that's how we started.
Another connection.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
Mexico.
It's great.
Yeah, it's foundation for his ministry.
It's great.
Are you all over Mexico then, or is there certain areas within Mexico that you're
there are ministers? Four missions. There's Morelia, the main one, the first one was in Vicente Guerrero. And then Morelia, Oaxaca, and now in Sinaloa. So there's four missions.
Very cool. Can you tell us, I know you have a ministry called Benning Academia. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about that?
Well, I started teaching a young man at the age of 8 down at the orphanage, and he's now almost 25. And he has a music academy in Ensenada. And there's over 150 students, over half of which are scholarship students. And he'd like to bring music to all of Ensenada. And he is now a nonprofit association, and it's called Benning Academia. And so he honored us with his name. And so he's actually, we consider him a son.
Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a business.
A very special young man.
There may be a business out there that may be able to help also within missions like this that are nonprofits that need your support as well. No matter where it is, you can connect Ms. Benning, if you would, and also Worship Factory. Get online, get connected, but also come to us as well. You can send it to info@worshipfactory.net as well. Ask any questions you want to, because there is those ministries that definitely need your help that are doing some great things for young people. There's no doubt about it. I applaud that for sure. I mean, my goodness, Rod.
Yeah, that's outstanding. And I just want to take the opportunity, because what I like to hear from people like you, Nancy, are the things that happen that are unique and special. In all of the years of making violins and meeting people, there's probably some pretty good stories and some things that you might just want to recall and mention to listeners out there about your business or about some neat people that you met. Something may stand out. So I'm just going to throw it out to you. If you got something you want to share with us about those things.
You know, I can't really point to anything in particular. All I can say is we have wonderful customers, many that have been coming to us for many generations. And it's also a blessing for us to be able to supply all of the instruments and the accessories and everything that we need for our ministries.
Plus, you actually build them on site, which is just incredible. At Benning Violin, you can go there, and it's just stop by the store and watch them build these wonderful instruments that actually lay in the hands of some of the top violinist or celloist in the world today.
Yeah, it wouldn't do me any good. I want to, you know, you won't sell a violin if I'm playing it.
Oh, yeah.
Just mentioning that.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Store. So anybody's welcome to come by and visit us.
You have, you've had little field trips come in and look at your shop. I know you've done that. You guys are always so generous and open-armed, and mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
Well, we're so grateful to have you in studio, and we're going to lead out with a song with Rod Trucknagoss and Monique Donnelly, and you are listening to Worship Factory KKLA 99.5 FM on your dial.
Wonderful Savior, my heart belongs to Thee. I will remember always the blood You shed for me. Wonderful Savior, my heart will know Your word. So let me embrace You always as I walk this earth. Be blessed, be loved, be lifted high, be treasured here, be glorified. I owe my life to You, my Lord. Here I am. Beautiful Jesus, how may I bless Your heart? Knees to the earth, I bow down to everything You are. Beautiful Jesus, You are my only worth. So I will embrace You always as I walk this earth. Be blessed, be loved, be lifted high, be treasured here, be glorified. I owe my life to You, my Lord. Here I am, here I am.
And that was Knees to the Earth with Monique Donnelly. We'll be right back with Worship Factory.